In Syria, the opposition-held section of Aleppo has been cut off. Regime forces have taken control of the last road in or out of the northern city. The city of about 200,000 to 300,000 people is now effectively under complete siege. The UN says it's extremely concerned about the humanitarian situation if the siege of Aleppo is prolonged. Middle East correspondent Sophie McNeil.
Russian and Syrian regime airstrikes reportedly killed 28 people in Aleppo on the weekend, including 5 children and 7 women. In video purportedly filmed after an attack on the rebel-controlled neighbourhood of Al-Mansar, people carry lifeless bodies from the rubble, while a teenage boy covered in blood shouts repeatedly for his mum. But these people in eastern Aleppo now have no escape. They're trapped under constant fire from Syrian and Russian warplanes above and now surrounded on all sides by government forces.
They are only a few hundred metres away. They are having fun, waiting for any civilians to pass.
27-year-old Mohammed Zain is a human rights activist. He, like hundreds of thousands of other people, is now trapped inside the besieged city.
Slow death is what we have here. I can't tell you how much we are concerned and worried. We fear death. They are waiting for this moment to punish the people collectively, even punishing people who are not supporting the rebels, nor the regime. Any civilian could be a target.
Jacob Kern is the acting UN humanitarian coordinator for Syria.
The Castel Road was the last access road into East Aleppo city. Because it's now cut off completely, that means humanitarian assistance and commodities are unable to get in and out. We are extremely concerned because of the large number of people. It's 200,000 to 300,000 people is a very high number.
Mr. Kern says hospitals will soon run out of fuel and be unable to operate. The UN believes there is only enough food in Aleppo to feed 145,000 people for 1 month.
We will be concerned in very short time when these supplies are running out. Potentially we'll see the same as in Madaya and in other besieged areas, that there will be people rationing of supplies will happen, and people will get less and less food and will have less and less access to medical supplies.
Many observers see the encirclement of Aleppo as a landmark moment in this 5-year-long civil war.
Really, Aleppo is just another scale entirely.
James Sadri is the director of the Syria campaign in Beirut, an advocacy group that calls for greater humanitarian action in the war-ravaged country.
Well, Aleppo has long been, you know, a key centre of political opposition to the regime in Damascus, even before the uprising, really. So what happens here is absolutely critical. You know, we've got 4 of the 5 permanent Security Council members that are now flying in Syrian airspace. None of them is doing anything to stop this aerial war on these civilians that's now kind of focused on Aleppo.
Mr. Sadri says it's crucial the UN takes a stronger stance towards the Assad regime.
We need a bold United Nations that can stand up, and it needs to call very clearly out this government siege on Aleppo. The UN needs to find its independent voice and start really putting a foot down.
James Sadri, director of the Syria campaign, ending Sophie McNeil's report.